First day of school, thousands going back to class today in Mixed Nation, and buses will get them there. Joining us this morning for his debut with the Mixed Morning Crew in an exclusive interview, Jeremy DaCosta. Jeremy is the new CEO at Tribord. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Is this like Christmas morning for you?
It is. I was up early, didn't sleep, a little nervous. So, yes, it is just like Christmas Day.
Great. How many buses on the road in Mixed Nation that Tribord covers?
Well, this morning we will have more than 600 routes out on the road delivering students to school, taking them home later today.
Wow. Wow, 600 is a lot. So are you planning on hiring maybe more drivers in the coming months for the school year?
I think it's important to know that we've had, you know, we have 600 drivers out there. It's pretty normal over the course of the year that some drivers would retire or move on to other things. So I know our school bus companies in the entire area are actively hiring and continuing to do that. And if anybody's interested in becoming a bus driver, they can go to our website, tribord.ca, and you'll find a spot there where you can apply for a bus driver job in your region.
All right, Jeremy, now parents will be sending their kids off to school, and they know that Tribord and all the bus drivers take safety as the number one priority. It's always the other drivers on the road that sometimes aren't paying attention or respect the big yellow bus. Any thoughts on that?
Liz, I really appreciate that question. I think it's important for your listeners today, especially the first day back to school, to know that things are going to look a little different in terms of traffic in the area, traffic around the schools. There will be students moving on and off of buses, students walking to school, so it's really important to pay attention to that. And if you do see a school bus with the red lights flashing overhead, please stop, please wait, and please be patient. Student safety is our number one priority, of course.
All right, Jeremy. Also, too, for those who might see saying, you know, maybe the bus driving thing I could do, it might be a fun thing to do and get me out of the house and feel like I'm actually accomplishing something throughout the day. It's obviously a split shift, right?
Yeah. Yes. Most of the school bus shifts, of course, are driving our students to school in the morning, picking them up again in the afternoon. But for a number of people, that's a really good lifestyle, right? Drive in the morning, maybe get your nine holes of golf in midday, and then come back and drive in the afternoon. But, you know, the role of the school bus driver is so important, such a critical role, ensuring that our students are able to access education, get to school. So, again, if anybody's out there interested, you know, drop by tribord.ca and find out more.
There's many moving parts that make your son or daughter's school day, and the buses are the first moving part throughout the day to make sure that they get there safely to learn. So thanks for this, Jeremy DaCosta. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Everybody have a great and safe day.
Well, you're not done yet, DaCosta. This is your first time with Mix 97, so we would like you to lead Mix Nation this morning with Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round.
Round and Round. Round and Round. How's that?
Wheels on the Bus Go Round.
We did a lot better than Sean, that's for sure.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good luck with the new gig.
To school. See ya. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day.